This is program number LW2770. There he was walking toward the city one day. His name? Death. A man stopped Death and asked him, "What are you going to do today?" And Death told him, "I am going to kill 10,000 people." The man said, "That's terrible." Death said, "That's the way it is. That's what I do." The day passed, and the man met Death coming back. And he said, "You said you were going to kill 10,000 people today, but there were 70,000 killed." And Death said, "I did kill only 10,000. Worry killed the others." Hi, this is Larry West. I guess worry is like that. It is something more serious than we sometimes jokingly talk about. Maybe it is that you're a worrier, and maybe it is that you're honestly trying to overcome it. If you are, I have a few suggestions today. Norman Wright, in his book called An Answer to Worry and Anxiety, says that in order to overcome worry, you need to start by identifying what you worry about. Earl Nightingale once shared a study on what people worry about and found that 40% of our worries are about things that never happen. Maybe you've discovered that in your own life. How many things have you worried about that never actually ever happened? Then 30% of people's worries concern things that are in the past, things they can't change by worrying, not at all. You know, a person will think, "Oh, good grief, why did I ever do that? Why did I ever say that?" And they spend time going over and over and over some experiences that they had, worrying about things they wish they had never done, wishing things that they could change. Then 12% of our worries are needless worries about our health. You get up in the morning feeling not quite up to par, and you wonder if you're coming down with something. There's a little voice inside that says, "I ran into that man with that strange cough yesterday. I wonder if I picked it up." Know what I mean? But worrying doesn't accomplish anything. In fact, it can hurt us far worse, frankly, than it can do us any good. Then 10% of our worries are what researchers tell us are petty, miscellaneous worries not worth worrying about. Now that leaves a total of 8% for real, legitimate concerns. Norman Wright says in his book that if you are really serious about overcoming worry, this is the place for you to do some work. Get some paper and pencil. Begin by writing down the specific things you spend time worrying about. Then, when you've done that, go back through the list and see how many of your worries are about things that never happen. How many of them concern the past? Things you can't change. How many are cause for needless worries about your health? And how many are the cause for real concern? Then he says, next, write down as best you can how much time you spend worrying last week. Now, that may not be easy to pin down, but give it a good try. How many minutes or hours did you spend? Then take a fresh sheet of paper and try this. Select one of your worries, which you have determined is a genuine cause for concern, and then instead of just worrying about it, make a plan for dealing with it. Write out your plan step by step on that piece of paper. Earl Lee, in his book called Recycled for Living, says tension is normal and natural in life. He says, without tension, we could not exist any more than a violin string can be played without being stretched across the bridge. Then he said, this creative tension is not the same thing as destructive worry. Worry is like racing an automobile engine while it is in neutral. The gas, the noise, and the smog doesn't get us anywhere. But he says, legitimate concern is putting the car into low gear and moving ahead. Well, if you are really concerned about overcoming worry, you might try those suggestions. A pencil, a piece of paper. That's easy enough to find. And then just try it, okay? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Here's something else you can try. Try reading your Bible. It's amazing how much God can help. I've written a pamphlet called How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? How's that for a title? How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? Right before it, in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.